Good morning and happy Friday. This is Michael Mann, the founder and CEO of Empire Consulting and Empire Wealth Management. Welcome back to another episode of an Entrepreneur's Road to Success podcast. The title for today's episode is a continuation of the four-part mini-series called The Keys to Powerful Production. Today is part three of four, and the title is Balance is Key. So sit back and relax and enjoy another episode of an Entrepreneur's Road to Success podcast. My name is Michael Mann. I'm part of a group of entrepreneurs you've probably never heard of. We don't let Wall Street tell us how to invest. We don't rely on money from venture capital for our companies. We don't play it safe or have backup plans. In fact, our beliefs are the exact opposite. We believe in ourselves 100%. We go all in because we are fighting some of the biggest names and some of the biggest brands, people with literally unlimited budgets. We can never give up. Instead, we do things differently. We do things better, faster, smarter. We do them without the financial safety nets. We test and experiment with our own money. We have to be profitable from very early on. How is that even possible? If you ask Wall Street or Silicon Valley, they tell you it wasn't. Yet, it's happening every single day. It's happening through the art and science we call strategic capital deployment. We are entrepreneurs, and these are our stories. So for everybody listening, experienced entrepreneurs and business owners and new, the road to owning your own business and being an entrepreneur is a never-ending journey. And we've been embarking on this conversation about how difficult this journey can be, but also how rewarding the journey certainly is for most that are successful. One of the failures and missteps that I made early on that a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners make when they embark on their journey of business ownership and entrepreneurship is thinking that the answer to faster success or more success lies in working harder or faster. So this preconception, this idea that working harder equals more money and more success, while it can be true, I'm going to share with you why it's not the best answer for the results you're looking for. You see, when you work 80, 100, 120 hour weeks, like some people that I know and like I used to, your body begins to physically take a toll. So there's a lot of stress that comes into that. And I can personally speak because on Monday mornings of many weeks, I would wake up and I would travel almost every Monday. I would fly to a different state. I would leave my wife. I'd leave my family. And I would go Monday and do meetings, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, do meetings, fly back, land maybe sometime between 8 and midnight on Thursday, to wake up and put in an office day on Friday. And the amount of stress that I put my body through led me to the following. One, I quit working out because there was not enough time in the day to work out, which resulted in me putting on probably 10 to 15 pounds, which isn't really bad compared to what I've seen others put on, but I lost a lot of body mass and put on a lot of body fat through that time period. So number two, I was drinking, even if it was just a glass of wine at night, 4 to 5 times per week. And number three, I wasn't sleeping very well at all because of the travel, the time zone changes, the consumption of alcohol, and the mental drainage. You can't turn your brain off. All three of those contributed to very poor sleep, which is basically a perpetual downward spiral that leads to your physical well-being being jeopardized. I already highlighted on this, but number two, my mental well-being. I was overstressed all the time. And we talked a little bit yesterday about how that stress can translate from being just business stress to being stress in the home life. And unintentionally being taken out on your wife and kids. And that's a reality. And then number three, result of these long, arduous weeks, week after week after week, nonstop, was that my relationship was struggling. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that if you're gone 75% of the time, it's hard to maintain relationship quality. So through this course, through this journey, there were a lot of struggles. And I used to think that these 80, 100, 120 hour weeks were the answer. I've seen many executives and business owners also believe that this is the answer. You know, it could look like travel by plane Monday through Thursday, come home, having five drinks, you know, drinking five times per week. But then when you are home, you're not really there. You're not really at home. You may be physically present, but you're not mentally present. Constant arguments with your spouse, with your kids. And the answer does not lie in working harder. What I discovered was that you can find ways to work smarter, not harder, which we'll talk about more next week, but the idea is that if you can pull this off, then you can achieve balance. And balance is really one of the ultimate keys to success in business and life, because what is it all worth if you don't have a family to spend it on? Now, I was recently reminded that I place a greater value on life because I lost my mother at a young age. I was an adolescent teen when she passed. And so I hope for anybody who may be listening to this that it doesn't take an experience like that to open your eyes to the value and the quality of life. Relationships are like an ATM. In order to pull a withdrawal out, you've had to historically make deposits. So in order to achieve balance, you must be able to work smarter and not necessarily harder. I still work 50, 60 hour weeks, but that's a cutback from the 80 to 90 hour weeks that I was used to working. Working smarter will give you the opportunity to make deposits, which we'll talk about next, and some ideas on how to make deposits. That way, when you need to make a withdrawal and you need to put in a 100-hour week, or you need to do something out of the ordinary that's not going to necessarily be conducive to your balance and your life part of the work-life balance, you'll have made enough deposits to be able to make that withdrawal. So the key to having a balanced lifestyle is being able to make these deposits on a continuous basis. So there are four ways in which I have seen successful. I'm sure there's 100 ways, but I'm going to give you four ideas for how to make deposits into your relationships, so that when it comes time to balance, you're able to enjoy those times. But also, when it comes time for work, you're 100% focused on the tasks at hand. Because what I've realized in my experience is that, and many others' experiences, is that if you don't have your household taken care of and in order, it's impossible to focus at work. If you're leaving your house that is on fire and burning down and you're going to your place of business, there is a very small chance that you're going to be able to focus with the focus, the laser-like, the sniper-like approach that you're going to need to take in order to be successful and make the kind of money that you want to have and in order to build the business that you want to build. So I'll have you consider that one of the major keys to building the business that you want to build is making sure that your house is taken care of and your household is happy and satisfied with the businessman or businesswoman that you are today. So a couple of ideas on how you can achieve this. Number one, I call them daily deposits. So this concept got introduced to me by a guy by the name of Garrett J. White, who runs a program out of Southern California called Warrior. And making daily deposits, putting this daily deposit into your relationship bank so that when you go need to make a withdrawal, you've got cash in the ATM to withdraw on. Now, I've taken this a step further, veered from his original plan, and have implemented the love languages concept into this idea. So Love Languages, if you haven't read it, it's a great book, simply says that everybody's different and people receive and show love in different ways. So I think the way that's worked best for me is to find out what your spouse's love language is and find a way that you can daily contribute daily to that love language. So if they are a words of affection, then maybe you can send them a text or a voice memo first thing in the morning when you wake up, just letting them know you appreciate them for insert reason. You love them, insert reason. So love and appreciation first thing in the morning does two things. One, it lets your loved ones know that you're thinking of them when you first wake up. But then two, it puts you into a position of gratitude and appreciation, which is going to do numerous things for you as well as them. If your spouse or significant other is a different form of love language, then find a way to show love in the language that speaks to them. Do this on a daily basis. Number two, date night. So date night should have a frequency of once a week. Now, you may be on varying budgets. You may have kids. You may say that's too much. I travel for work. You may come up with all kinds of excuses, but I'll have you consider that analogy that I gave you. If your house is on fire and your spouse is not happy, there's going to be very difficult for you to focus at work. This is a weekly deposit of your time, your attention, and your love with your significant other. Hire a babysitter, arrange the entire thing, make the babysitter show up so that you don't have to let your spouse or your significant other worry about having that taken care of, and go plan a fun night. Just one night per week. Doesn't have to be an expensive night, a fun night, as your spouse would define fun. So weekly date night is item number two. Number three, build out your love map. There's a book that I've read. It's called The Seven Principles for Making Marriage Work. It's by the author John Gottman. Him and a couple of other authors contribute to the book and the research, and they've studied marriage and divorce for 40 years. They claim to be one of the most comprehensive research clinics on marriage and divorce, going back into the 70s and 80s when they started some of the research, following up on their research all the way through the decade that we're in now. Building out your love map is going to ask questions of you and your partner that you may or may not have thought to ask in the past, or that you may have not hit on in a very long time. This is crucial because the love maps basically help you build out a map to friendship. Marriages are built on friendships that are turned intimate. And having your love map defined and redefined on a continuous basis is important. It's going to be fruitful to the relationship because it's going to revitalize the relationship. What may have been your spouse's favorite activity 5 years ago may not be the same activity that's their favorite activity today. So I recommend reading The Seven Principles for Making Marriage Work by John Gottman if you haven't, and build out your love map. There's all kinds of questions there. If you have more questions on how to achieve those, see those questions, you can reach out to me as well. Number four, probably the most difficult of the tasks, be present now. So there's a lot going on in business and entrepreneurship that takes our mind in a million different places. Whatever you need to do in order to disconnect from work and connect to family time, I would recommend you do it. Spouses, especially women, I'm not saying men don't have this ability, but seems like my significant other has an innate ability to be able to determine if I am mentally present. Whether my face and my body says it or not, she can tell. And so put the cell phone down, turn the Apple Watch on silent, meditate, sit in your car for 15 minutes and just do nothing. Close your eyes, relax. do breathing techniques. It doesn't matter. There's a million different ideas out there on how to accomplish this, but just disconnect and unplug from work so that when you walk in the house or if you walk out of your home office, you are present right now, right here. So all of this reminds me of the Dalai Lama quote when he was being interviewed. He was asked what's the most surprising thing to him. And he said, man. I mentioned this in yesterday's episode, but I actually got some of the notes from the quote, and I think it's as relevant on this episode as it was yesterday's. He says, man surprises him the most. Man sacrifices health to create wealth. Then they spend their wealth to recuperate their health. They're so anxious about the future, they do not enjoy the present. As a result, they do not live in the present or the future. They live as if they will never die, but then they die having never really lived. You see, the benefit of being a business owner and an entrepreneur, instead of working, compared to the contrary of working for somebody else, is that you don't have to pay the other business owner, right? So you make more money as a business owner, typically, hypothetically, if you're successful. But then number two, nobody can tell you what to do. You control your schedule. You call the shots. Again, I'm going to ask the question, what's it all worth if you don't have a loving, caring family to spend it on and to spend it with? The answer to a successful business or a growing business is not working harder. It's in working smarter. Work smarter so you don't have to work harder, so that you can balance your life. You can become happier as a person yourself. You can make your spouse happier, your kids happier, and your health is not being sacrificed for wealth. You're not trading time for money. This took me several years to figure out, and I don't claim to have perfected it, but it's a continuous work in progress. For some of us business owners and entrepreneurs who are extremely passionate about what they do for a living, this is challenging. It's maybe one of the most challenging aspects of being a business owner and an entrepreneur. But I'm telling you that in order to produce at a powerful, powerful level, you must find a way to master this process, because if your house is on fire, there's no way that you can go into your place of business and produce at a high level, at the powerful levels that you want to produce today. So to recap, the four ways to accomplish this: number one, make daily deposits, speaking to your spouse's love language. Number two, plan weekly date night, take care of as much of the process as you can. Number three, build out your love maps. Either I can help you with some of this, or you can pick up a copy of The 7 Principles for Making Marriage Work by John Gottman. Number four, be present today. I gave numerous examples of how you can work on disconnecting and plugging into your relationship, but most importantly, be present today and be here now. So thanks so much. I will talk with you guys later.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Entrepreneur's Road to Success podcast. The viewpoints and opinions discussed with Michael Mann and any of the attendees are strictly the viewpoints and opinions of those attendees and are not to be construed as any viewpoints, opinions, or advice given by any related parties or related entities. Please let us know what your thoughts are below via the comments and the ratings. Let us know what you'd like to hear more of. Let us know what you'd like to hear less of. Ultimately, this podcast is here to help business owners and entrepreneurs across the world make a positive impact in their businesses. Thanks so much.